A word for you from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 10. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 to 10 we read, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. A greedy man brings trouble to his family. In the end, his wealth will desert him and he will prove to be a fool. We do not know when, we do not know under what circumstances our lives will come to an end. But we do know that when we die, we will stand before Almighty God, our Creator and Eternal Judge, and we will have to give an account of our lives to Him. Do not be amazed at this, Jesus said, for a day is coming when all who are in the graves will hear His voice and come out, and those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due to him, for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. And then I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged, according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. At death, we leave behind everything we have, and we take with us everything we are. The character with which we die is the character with which we will appear at the judgment. If you are prepared to die, then you are prepared for anything. Until you are free to die, you are not free to live. It should be our business of every day to prepare for our last day. If we take care of our life, then God will take care of our death. In the Bible, we are told that it is better to go to a funeral than to a party. It says so in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 2, it is better to go to a funeral than to a party, because the living should always remind themselves that death waits for us all. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. There is a time to be born and a time to die. No man has power over the wind to contain it, so no one has power over the day of his death. Are you ready?